Sunny skies in Ottawa, but the reaction may not be that, especially from the opposition parties. When is it ever for the federal budget? Let's head up to Parliament Hill, where Global News' Mackenzie Gray is. You've covered your fair share of budgets. This one feels a little different, with a lot of the announcements of spending coming in drips and drabs before today, Mackenzie. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, it's different on that front. I think it shows a real change in calculus from the Liberals, recognizing that this is a bit of last chance saloon for them. You're down, anywhere from 15 to 20 points, depending on the poll you look at, and have been for roughly 9 months now. You're in a tough spot, and you've been in government for 8 years, and we've seen change elections across the world happening. The Liberals are in a difficult position, and largely of their own doing, I would argue, and they're trying to change the narrative today. They've got a lot of new spending coming forward. They're picking fights with provinces on key things like housing, and they're going to be bringing in some kind of new taxes on the wealthiest Canadians. How that actually looks like, whether it's a wealth tax, an increase on income taxes, we're not totally sure right now. We'll know later today at 4 o'clock once the budget's tabled.
Yeah, that's going to be so interesting. And as well, I was talking about it just a minute or two ago. The NDP's obviously been able to influence a lot of spending. They obviously pushed for pharmacare, pushed for dental care a year ago in the prior year's budget. But they've been a real conduit to getting a lot of this money spent. How they react today to Justin Trudeau's budget is going to be fascinating.
Yeah, I mean, I'll let everyone a little sneak peek. The NDP are going to love it, and they're going to vote for it, and there's not going to be an election, and the budget's going to pass. So if you've been listening to anything the Prime Minister have been saying over the past few weeks and you like those programs, they'll come into play. An important thing about those programs that have all been announced, they don't tell us when the money is going to be rolling out, and that's a very important point. These budgets are documents that go over 5 years. And we see this very often where maybe in year one or two, there's a couple million. And then in year five, there's 300 or 400 million. So the impact of some of these programs might not be for a while. And in particular on the housing front, that is a major issue for the Liberals. Houses are not mushrooms. They take a long time to build. And the programs the Liberals are bringing in, a lot of experts are really positive about and like. But they'll all tell you it takes a bit of 2 years to impact the Canadian housing market. And that's just the initial impact. Mm-hmm. The full throat of them will take many, many years, potentially up to a decade. That is well past Justin Trudeau's shelf life, 10 years at least, as a politician. And 2 years might be too late for him. It certainly will be after the next. And that's a challenge for the Liberals.
Before you go, the idea of taxing the wealthy, could that simply be income? Could that be business related? I'd lay it out for people. The highest federal tax rate we have is 33%. And if you make over about $235,000, you pay the 33%. Is that the concept of what's going to be adjusted, or is it something different for business owners, corporations?
Your guess is as good as mine, Greg.
Yeah.
One idea we've heard from the NDP that I wouldn't be shocked to see is an idea of a windfall profits tax. Really, Jagmeet Singh talking about this in relationship to grocery stores and oil and gas companies, saying, since inflation has come in, those companies have made substantially more money than they used to. We just take a look at their previous profits, say, okay, anything past this point, we're going to tax it at a higher rate. We'll take that money, give it back to Canadians to have them deal with the higher cost of living. Wouldn't be shocked if that's in there, but we'll see. I don't think that is a political loser, taxing the wealthiest Canadians, who've seen the stock market go up a lot, and we've seen average folks have a tough time paying for their rent. That's an NDP idea, but something that even the Conservatives have talked about too, this idea of these wealthy and elites doing things differently. So we're in that kind of point now politically across the world.
We'll see where it goes. Mackenzie, we'll be watching for your report tonight. Thanks for the time for us this morning.
Thanks, Greg. Chat to you, buddy.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment, going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains, made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.